Tanya's Dilemma by Kanika Ji. It was Saturday evening. Tanya had just returned from her weekly visit to Grandma. She was telling Mama all about it. Grandma had fed Tanya all her favorite foods. Then Grandma and Grandpa had taken her to the park. Tanya had used the swings and the slide to her heart's content. Grandma had shown her some nice flowers. Tanya had met a man walking his dog, and the nice man let her pet his dog. She was quite happy with the visit. Just before Mama picked her up, Grandma told Tanya that she had planned a very special surprise for next week's visit. A visit to Grandma was always fun, but with a special surprise to come, Tanya just could not wait for the next Saturday. It was only Tuesday and she was prancing around the house, unable to contain her excitement. She kept asking Mama what the surprise was. Mama told her she didn't know. Grandma wanted it to be a surprise, so she would have to wait to find out. On Wednesday night, the phone rang. Mama picked it up and called Tanya. Tanya's best friend Tanisha was on the phone. Tanisha said, "Hi Tanya, my mother just got us 3 tickets for the movie about the bears. And she said I can invite a friend. Can you come? It'll be so much fun to watch it together." "Yes, I really want to watch that movie. Thanks for inviting me. I will have to ask Mama. When is the movie?" "Saturday afternoon." "Okay, I'll check with Mama and call you back." "I have to go for dinner now. Let me know by tomorrow. In case you can't come, I'll call Sonali." "Okay, bye." "Wow, the bears movie. Yay, yay, yay," thought Tanya. She skipped off to ask Mama. Tanya had asked Mama to take her for the movie, but Mama had not yet got the tickets. So now she would get to watch it on Saturday. No, shouted Tanya, jumping up and down violently. "That's just not fair. Why does it have to be the same day that Grandma has planned her surprise? Why? Mama heard all the commotion and came running. "What happened, little Tanya? Are you hurt?" she asked. "Mama, Tanisha's mother got us tickets to go see the bears movie," said Tanya, looking upset. "That's great, Tanya. Aren't you happy?" "Mama, the tickets are for Saturday," said then Tanya. "Oh, I see," said Mama, finally understanding. "Don't worry, baby. I can get you the tickets for Sunday. How about that?" "But Mama, it'll be more fun to go with Tanisha," said Tanya, now crying. "I want to watch it with her." Mama said gravely, "Tanya, Grandma has planned a big surprise for you. She will be sad if you cancel. I won't tell you what to do. You can call Grandma and cancel if you like. But you are going to have to talk to her. I think you are a big girl now and you should decide this yourself." Poor little Tanya. She did love Grandma so much. She could not bear to disappoint her. She knew Grandma was excited about the surprise as much as she was. But she did so want to go for the movie with Tanisha. What should she do now? What a dilemma for poor Tanya. Tanya barely slept that night. She tossed and turned, wondering what she should do the next day. She wished Mama would tell her what to do. Mama felt really sorry for Tanya, but Tanya had to figure this out herself. The next day, Tanya finally came to a decision. She told Tanisha she would not be able to come for the movie because she had promised Grandma that she would be there on Saturday. Tanisha was sad, but she invited Sonali instead. For 2 days, Tanya was really glum. Mama got her some ice cream to cheer her up. It worked temporarily, but after some time, Tanya was brooding again. Mama said, "Tanya, I'm very proud of you. It was very grown up of you to think of Grandma's feelings and not go back on your word. You will feel good about this one day." Tanya said, "Mama, if I did the right thing, why do I feel so miserable?" "It's like medicine, Tanya. It does not taste good, but it makes you feel better later." "I hope so," mumbled Tanya. Tanya tried to cheer up. She did love spending time with Grandma, and who knows, the surprise could be even better than the movie. Though for the moment, Tanya could not imagine how. Saturday morning arrived. Tanya looked a little more cheerful. She was trying to guess what Grandma's surprise would be. After breakfast and a bath, Mama dropped Tanya off at Grandma's house. Tanya gave Grandma a big hug and then she asked her what the surprise was. Grandma winked and said, "You are impatient, aren't you, little Tanya? That's okay, I was going to tell you anyway. I got us tickets for the Bears movie you wanted to see. We're going after lunch." Tanya could not believe her ears. She told Grandma about Tanisha getting the tickets and how she was upset that she would miss it. She asked Grandma, "Can we sit with Tanisha and Sonali at the movie theater?" "Of course, dear," said Grandma, touched that Tanya had chosen to miss the movie with her friend rather than hurt her feelings. Tanya really was an angel. Tanya went and called Tanisha. They arranged to meet at the entrance to the theater 15 minutes before the show. Her spirits considerably higher, Tanya enjoyed the delicious lunch Grandma had made for her. Tanya, Tanisha, Sonali, Tanisha's mother and Tanya's grandmother all enjoyed the movie together. Then they all went out for ice creams and Tanya got to talk about the movie with her friends. She really enjoyed herself. That evening when Mama picked her up, Tanya told Mama how everything had worked out so well. Mama was happy for Tanya. Tanya had been considerate and selfless and she really deserved this happy outcome. The end.